Our listener asked that we not use her name, but here's some of what she wrote. I work on a project basis, which has been taking a toll on my sense of security. At the beginning of each project, I usually start super friendly, eager to help, striving to achieve, but with a clear, sort of insecure, apologetic attitude. Within a year, I'm angry, resentful of my colleagues, very antisocial, but very much in control of my work. What's going on here?
What I'm hearing in all this is that she's not getting her needs met from those working relationships. Okay, so there's something in her mind that she needs. She maybe doesn't have the words to put around it, or definitely isn't asking for it. And so she's doing things in hopes that that need's going to get met, and it's not. And then she's getting angry and upset. She's trying to get something deeper, like being appreciated for her hard work, getting those kudos, or being acknowledged publicly, or just told, you know what, you're really valued, you're really competent, you're really smart.
So how do you ask for appreciation?
What's happening is because she's not asking for that need, she's doing what a good mentor of mine would call a love test, right? She's delivering, she's over-delivering, she's sacrificing, hoping that they'll get reciprocated by meeting her need. And when they don't guess correctly, then she punishes the heck out of them. It could be passive-aggressive, it could be abandonment, whatever it is, she's punishing them. So the first step is she's got to get really clear on what she needs. So let's say it's appreciation. Just very conversationally say, you know what? I really love working with you, and I'm really excited about this project. I know this is going to sound strange, but I actually do my very best work when I know I'm appreciated and valued. So it'd be very helpful for me if at the end of every project, we just spent some time talking about how I did on that project. That's a way for me to feel appreciated. Would that be okay with you?
The thing that I thought was interesting about what she said is she is offered future work with these companies and she turns it down because she's embarrassed about how she behaved at the end of the project. Is the company not noticing? Is it not a big deal for them?
They're clearly not picking up on the signals that she's sending. She's upset in her mind, but for them, it's great. She's a great contractor. She meets all of our expectations. We love her. The problem is she's not asking for them to tell her that. And they're keeping it in their head, and they're not telling her that.
Or maybe they think, well, if we're asking her back for more projects, clearly
that's our way of doing that.
We're putting our money where our mouth is.
But now she feels bad and embarrassed because she's not happy with the way she's behaved. What I'm suggesting is short-circuit that entire cycle.
We've really talked a lot about appreciation. Is it just appreciation usually that is the issue in these cases?
Well, appreciation is a big category. She wants something from them beyond money. That's a signal to her that she's valued.
Brandon Smith teaches about workplace culture, among other things, at Emory University's Goizueta Business School. He joins us most weeks to talk about our careers and workplaces. Thanks, Brandon.
It's been my pleasure.